This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, who represents the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the response to the Gulf of Mexico oil leak, as well as what he learned from his meeting on Wednesday with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Certainly, Greg.
What main questions did you have for the Secretary, and how well were they answered on Wednesday?
Main concern that myself has with Salazar, Secretary Salazar, and other Gulf Coast members of Congress was, why did the United States government overreact and close down all deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico? That 17% of the nation's crude oil comes from deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. That action by the federal government, 6 month moratorium, is putting thousands of blue-collar workers out of work. It's closing down businesses and related businesses, and wanted to know why that was done. I don't think he gave a satisfactory answer. In fact, was somewhat cool toward those of us who want the moratorium lifted, and said that was his decision and really has no intention of lifting that moratorium.
And so he didn't give a detailed reason as to why he made that decision or made that recommendation to the president.
He just gave the reason that he thought it was best under the circumstances. He wanted to personally make sure that all of the rigs in the deep water were operating safely, and the only way he knew how to do that was to close them all down and then let them start back up. Of course, that is absurd. Those rigs won't be there in 6 months. It costs them $500,000 a day to operate. They're not going to sit idle for 6 months. They will leave. They will go to Brazil off the coast of Indonesia, and those jobs will be gone forever.
Congressman, what's the impact already on your district, and what would 6 months of this do to your district?
Well, people are already concerned, and they're losing their jobs. Two of those rigs have already left the Gulf Coast. Those jobs have left with them. And the related industry, the suppliers, not just the oil equipment suppliers, but all the food industries that are related to supplying those offshore rigs, are very nervous, very concerned, and it's going to hurt the economy. People will be out of work. And there's really no reason to do this. It's an overreaction. In 2005, there was a BP explosion at a refinery in my district. Of course, that refinery was closed down, but the federal government didn't shut down all the refineries in the United States for 6 months. That would have been absurd. But that is the philosophy the government is following, and it will hurt us economically. It'll hurt us because we won't have that energy, and it'll hurt us because of the fact we won't have those jobs.
Do we have a relatively good idea about what went wrong on the Deepwater Horizon rig, and is there any way to check to see if similar problems are likely on any of the others that are out there? This could be a way potentially of expediting this whole thing.
The experts, the engineers, not the scientists, the engineers are the ones that are trying to make the real determination of what went wrong. It looks like it was human error. It was not based upon manufacturing of the equipment, but it's going to be some human mistakes that were made, that warnings were given, and people just didn't follow those warnings. Several of those human errors caused that explosion. But we don't know the details yet, but it's going to be human error as opposed to the way that the rig was structured. I think that's a big difference. Certainly, we need to inspect all of these rigs, send MMS out there to re-inspect them, make sure everything's being done correctly. But don't shut them down unless there is a reason to do so.
Congressman, on Tuesday night, the president talked about a number of things, including the creation of a Gulf Coast Restoration Committee headed by former Governor Mabus, who's now Secretary of the Navy. He talked about, obviously, the responsibility that BP has in paying for this cleanup. He talked about new leadership at the MMS, even though it doesn't appear there's a whole lot of oil and natural gas experience in his selection for that post. What do you make of those changes? Are they going to make a big difference, or is it mainly window dressing?
I don't think it'll make any difference. It just added another layer of bureaucracy on this whole situation. Without too much blame game, the government was missing in action when this occurred. No one was in charge of containing the explosion, containment of the oil around the rig, making sure it didn't spread. It did spread. The government's answer was to put chemicals on it to disperse the oil, so now it's all over the Gulf of Mexico, and the answer now is to try to clean it up and vilify BP and close down the deep water. So I think the the whole situation is really a sign of lack of leadership all the way around on trying to contain the problem. So appointing a new guy in charge, kind of the czar of the Gulf, and a new director will have no effect on the cleanup or finding the cause of the disaster.
Let me get your reaction to a couple of points about BP here, Congressman, in our last couple of minutes. As I'm sure you've heard by now, the top Republican on the Energy and Commerce Committee, Joe Barton, in his opening statement today, said that he is extremely concerned about what he called a shakedown, the White House forcing BP to put this $20 billion into a fund. He's very concerned about the government ordering that from a private company. Obviously, the other argument in that debate is that they got to make sure that BP pays all the bills. What's your take on that?
Well, of course, BP is liable for a lot of the damages now and then in the future. I'm not so sure that the federal government has the authority to take over a corporation in a situation like this. This is what our courts are for. But they are liable. They need to pay. But I would hope that we don't drive BP out of business by the actions. Certainly, they need to pay. But if they don't stay in business, half of their stock is held by Americans, and much of that's held by teachers in Texas for their retirement. So we want them to stay in business, hold them accountable, but I don't know that the federal government taking over anybody's business will solve the problem.
You used the word vilify before. What's the right balance of holding them responsible for everything they're responsible for, but perhaps not browbeating them to the point that they have been?
Well, I think in this situation, the federal government wants an enemy, somebody to look bad, and in this case, it's BP. And maybe rightfully so. They're responsible all the way around on this situation. But I think we need to work as a nation with BP and rather than against BP to solve the problem. The main thing right now is we got to fix this leak in the Gulf of Mexico. And then pick up the oil that's going ashore, and then try to contain the oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico. We need not just BP, but all of the oil companies and the engineers that they have to work together to solve this problem. But just having somebody to stone, so to speak, doesn't solve any of the problems. BP is responsible. They're going to be held accountable for what they have done.
Congressman, last 30 seconds, the president also said on Tuesday night that within a few weeks, perhaps by the end of the month, 90% of this leak will be contained. Do you share that optimism?
I hope he's correct on that. We don't know. The two other wells that are being drilled, we hope that can be done very quickly. It's ironic. We stopped all the drilling in the Gulf in deep water, but we're drilling two wells to stop this leak. But I hope he's right. We certainly need to fix this. Probably could have been done sooner. But anyway, yes, I hope it's done in 90 days or less.
Well, lots of major concerns out there. And I know first and foremost, as you mentioned, is this a blanket moratorium for the next 6 months. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.